This is Mad Dog Tim. Not Schnat Attack. Not Dave at all.
No.
No, it's me, Dave.
Hi,
and
Dave.
It's me and Mad Dog Tim. And we're back for a rousing episode.
Whoa.
Of Wiley's Castle.
Nice.
This is going to get serious.
Oh.
Real quick.
Wow.
No.
That's not like us at all.
It's maybe been like a year.
It feels like a year.
It feels like an eternity.
It has been an eternity. I mean, I've seen you. We just haven't podcasted in quite some time.
We're the laziest video game podcast in the country.
Yeah, no, we are. We pride ourselves on
only
that.
Only kids in China are lazier about podcasting than us.
You might be right.
Young Indian children are lazier.
That are in China?
That are in China are lazier than
they're like, why am I here?
I'm so lazy.
Why did we come to China?
There's no curry.
Wow, okay.
Hey, man, I love curry.
Oh, yeah, no, it's good.
It's pretty good. I'm not going to say it's the best, but...
Nah, it's good, though. It's useful.
Oh, we're getting off track.
Wait, what is this podcast about what now?
Yeah, welcome back to Wiley's Castle. It's been 9,000 years, and we've played a lot of games in between that time.
We have.
And there'll be a lot of games to talk about.
So, if you're confused by our numbering... This is our reboot for Wiley's Castle. I said, do you want to keep going with the old numbering? You just want to reboot it. He's like, let's do 52 this
yeah,
shit,
we're
right?
Yeah, we're new 52 in it.
So this episode one.
Episode zero. Episode negative one. This is the origin story.
Oh. What? Nice.
That's like when Marvel was like, we're going to do all the zeros.
Yeah.
And they're going to be origin, kind of, or maybe a little origin stories.
Like we might talk about for like three panels what you did before you were a hero. Terrible.
Very terrible. Yeah, that was terrible.
It's always terrible.
Did we just... And were we a video game podcast, or...?
We are.
Doing comics?
I mean, we are.
I haven't read comics in like 9,000 years.
We are? So have you guys missed Dave? I know you can't answer me.
No one...
Just yell really loud collectively right
Cat,
now.
Cat, I know I've seen you in between podcasts.
Good old Cat.
But, I'm back.
I've seen Cat. I've seen Kat around. Kat is around. She's been in the store. She's been at shows. I've seen Kat.
Roaming
around. Roaming the earth. That salt of the Kat's earth Kat.
Awesome.
She wants her Katisode very soon.
We're going to have a Katisode.
I don't know. We got a
Katisode spectacular. It's an episode with Kat keeping scales. Katisode spectacular.
Right. That's the stuff.
There we go. We're back.
There it is. There it is. Sing song.
No. Kat. I randomly texted Kat, and I was like, hey, what's up, blah, blah, blah. And she was like, instead of being like, hey, how you doing? She was like, hey, do you have a power cable for an N64? And I was like, yeah. So I ended up driving it to her work and dropping it off. And that was probably the last time I saw her in person.
I mean, you're the guy to ask.
Yeah, if you need, not you guys, as in the fans... But my personal friends, none of you people.
You scum.
Like, people will be like, hey, do you have extra? Yes, I do. I do, and I'm ready to get rid of it. They do have extra everything, for the most part.
Lou from our regular podcast on an episode that has yet to go up, but might be up by the time this is
Spoiler alert.
Has a bunch of games, and I told him to spreadsheet it and give it to you and see if you needed anything.
Oh, absolutely.
Because he's begrudgingly getting rid of his games. He's like, so sad about it.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, well, maybe Dave would buy them off you. And you could just buy them off of him later.
I'll buy everything.
Everything. So what are we talking about today?
We're talking about Batman right now.
Batman.
This is a new 52 episode.
Oh, that's right. We gotta talk about Batman.
We're talking about Christmas and Batman.
Christmas and Batman.
So
we do our Christmas in February.
My buddy Mad Dog Tim, a very good friend of mine.
We're good.
He got me this beautiful Batman figurine for Christmas.
Why is this one so special? And why does it apply to you, good sir?
This one's so special, and I'm not really a Batman fan.
Right.
And what makes this so special...
But this game is great.
The character, the box, the action figure, everything is based off the Nintendo Batman video game.
Mm-hmm.
The original, which is one of my favorite games. It's basically take Ninja Gaiden and put Batman in it.
Make him purple.
Make it
just about as hard.
Make it crazy hard. The game's insane. So now I have this beautiful figurine. The box looks exactly like the Batman video game box.
Mm-hmm.
And now I can put them side by side.
Yes.
Which is awesome. Which is great. Because this year I obtained a very mint copy of Batman the video game in box with a little hang tag.
Ooh.
But yeah, this when I picked this up, it ended up being in extremely good condition, which was awesome.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that is pretty sweet. It's very good.
Nice, yeah. So now I have both. I'm gonna mount them and make a Mad Dog Tim shrine.
Ooh. Not voodoo, I hope.
No.
I got a shrunken head. I guess Dave's using his shrine.
Oh no, I have a raging boner.
I guess Dave's using his shrine. voodoo boner.
That's a thing.
That is a thing.
But yeah, if you haven't seen this figure, you should look it up, because it's amazing, especially if you're familiar with the video game. If you're not familiar with the video game, don't look it up, because it may ruin Batman for you.
You have to understand the game to get why it's so neat.
Because when you look at the figurine's face, it looks like he's been underwater in the polar ice cap for 20 years.
He was Captain America.
Yeah,
he totally... Not as successful.
Yeah. But that's awesome. Thank you very much, Mad Dog Tim.
You got it. You got it, guy. And I got my gift, and it was World Championship Wrestling and WrestleMania Challenge for the NES, which I am the wrestling fan, so this is awesome. These will be displayed. I have to figure out how, but they will be displayed on my Dave Schnatterer shrine of voodoo as well.
Right next to your X-Men lunchbox.
And my Total Recall.
Total Recall. You're going to have a sick NES collection by the time we're old and ready to die.
Welcome to Wily's Castle episode 17th reboot, episode 4.
New 87.
We're going to review some classics from 2023.
We're rebooting. It's the new 252.
It's good stuff.
You know what sucks? In like 20 years, comics are going to be out of print.
Think so?
I bet 15 years.
Think so?
Most comics, what it starts with, and video games are going the same way, it starts with one.
Mm-hmm.
You get one popular digital.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Maybe. I mean...
And then it's like, okay, well now that I don't have to get this publisher and I can just do a forum, if there's a better forum for indie comics, and then that becomes popular, just like indie games are becoming download only,
mm-hmm.
it's just going to be like, boom.
I guess it could be.
I think it's way behind what video games are doing, but...
It's hard for me to say. I mean, there's books that are digital only that get put into print because they're successful, and they do well, like the Fables, Wolf Among Us books that were based on the game. They ended up getting actual print books. Actual books. Barnes & Noble's is still a bazillion-dollar industry.
Yeah, it's true. But
I don't know. It's tough. I think once books are completely gone... I mean, they kind of are outside of Barnes & Noble and, like, mom-and-pop shops. And I don't think mom-and-pop shops can just sell books and live.
No, they need to sell comics.
Yeah, they need to do something, man. Support mom-and-pop.
Yeah, go to your local stores. I know it's a little bit more money, but don't shop at Walmart, goddammit.
No, don't do it.
You know,
you want to go to Walmart after the podcast?
Go to Walmart later.
We'll go to Walmart.
Hey, we're gonna go to Walmart later.
We're gonna go to Walmart.
We're gonna go sneak into Walmart.
Yeah, we're gonna sneak in. We're gonna buy food and a bike.
We're gonna buy a couple bikes.
We're gonna ride them.
And buy our food. Some really bad exercise equipment. And like a boat.
$5 DVDs from 1983.
Face Off.
Face Off.
Broken Arrow.
Travolta.
I love when you go into, like, you go into any of those stores and they have the bin of, like, you know, 2 for $5 DVDs. Mm-hmm. And it's, like, a bunch of black and white films you never heard of.
Right.
And, like, so it's obviously not the classics. And mm-hmm. then it's, like, every single one of those has a copy of Face Off and Broken Arrow in it. like, yes, there is Face Off and Broken Arrow. And then you're, like... You're looking like, maybe there's something kind of good. And you always get that movie that's, like, good, but not...
But not really. Like, it's but like, I could watch
you might it. Run across a copy of Little Giants.
Okay.
And as amazing as that film is, it's still not good.
It's not good.
Or you know, you're not like, oh yeah, I gotta get this, you know, like boom. It's not like you're running across copies of Terminator and Terminator 2,
right,
or anything actually good.
It's Terminator 4.
Yeah, it's Terminator Salvation, or you know, or it's AVP, you know. Not, I mean, whatever terrible
if,
one.
If only they had Aliens or Predator, or even Predator 2 at this point, but
yeah.
Not AVP, anything.
It's good times.
Dynamite.
I know.
Games. Good times.
So I got some new NES games.
Well, let's talk about it.
The Batman. These I got recently, actually. Which, I didn't know this game existed. Because there's a Where's Waldo game for the NES.
Mm-hmm.
And what makes that game special is that on the box art, Waldo's, like, banging a dude.
Okay. Alright. We'll have to look for that.
I'll pull it later. I'll show you. Like, literally, just look up, like, Where's Waldo for NES. It's a blue box.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look real close in the bottom left-hand corner of the box, you find Waldo. And he's, like, precariously standing behind a man that's tripping. But he's tripping by, like, bending over.
Mm.
It's very...
With his ass hanging out.
Yeah.
Man, that's weird.
He's kind of totally taken it to some dude.
Hmm.
And I thought that was
what
the
nationality is he?
Waldo?
Yeah.
I think he's a little bit of a melting pot. Or he's totally English.
He's just 100%
English. He's 100%
English.
Like,
oh, hello. Try find me now.
Yeah, like, he's just some sneaky Englishman.
He is sneaky. He's not easy to find at all.
No, he's the original troll.
He's what all that old folklore.
Can somebody
was about.
Post a meme on our Facebook that is just Waldo, like, hidden somewhere, and it says the original troll?
That'd be great.
But there's a second Where's Waldo game for NES.
And they made two?
Yeah, and this one's The Great Waldo Search.
Oh, man. Is there anybody on the cover?
He's not, which is a total shame.
Hmm.
But I think it's kind of like... The first one's just like... There's all these different settings. It's like a fair, a busy city.
So is it
know?
Click and point kind of thing?
Like, yeah.
Hey, I found him.
There he is. I did it. And you go to the next stage. And the last stage of the NES game where he's banging a dude, he's like, goes to the moon...
Moon banging.
Yeah, moon banging.
What?
And then in this one, it's all just different times.
So okay.
It's like ancient Egypt.
All right.
And Rome. Right. And all this junk. And let me tell you, both games are terrible.
Okay.
So if you're looking, like, if you're like, hey, I love NES games and I love the box art, don't just go get the Where's Waldo box art where he's banging a dude.
Yeah, that's the one.
But leave the Great Waldo Search. You can leave that one alone.
Let that get a couple yep. more cobwebs on it.
Yeah, let that one just sit there. And, you know, produced by our wonderful friends over at THQ.
Nice.
Which, I hated THQ until they made Saints Row, and then I loved THQ because Saints Row is amazing.
Right.
This is a classic, this next one.
All right.
Akira Warriors
what?
3.
Three?
The Rescue.
Those games are, like, impossible, man.
I've never heard anyone say, like, I love Akira Warriors. Like, people are like, oh yeah, I remember that. It was fun. For 3 seconds.
Yeah.
Because even the first game, and the first game's like not the hardest one.
Which is insane
yeah.
to even say.
And it's like, you play the first game and you're like, oh, this is impossible.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like...
Like Invisible
you know,
Minds
yeah,
and shit?
It's
and...
not like... Like, there's a game, Guerrilla War.
I remember that, yeah.
For NES, and it's hard. Because there's so much going on at the same time, you can't tell, but it's co-op, and it's fun, mm-hmm. and I think it's like, okay, like, we're gonna play off this, you know,
mm-hmm.
like, boom, this is what we're gonna do. And the first Akira Warriors was so bad,
mm-hmm.
And so ungodly difficult that it's like, alright, yeah, I don't want to play this. And then they made
mm-hmm.
a second one, and it was like, yeah, I really don't want to play this.
Mm-hmm.
And the third one... You specifically don't want to play the third one.
They didn't improve it after a couple of volumes?
No, it's really bad.
Is it just the same as the others?
Yeah, it's not any different. It's just polished a little more. It's a later release.
It's not easier?
It's not any easier.
That's
and
insane.
The thing is, the game doesn't get better either. So it's like, okay, it's a very difficult game that's not very good.
And it's you move slow.
Yeah, it's the combination of things you don't want to play. Like, just go play Contra.
Just go play Contra. That's what this is.
And it's like, if you want something overhead... Go play Guerrilla War. It's 10,000 times better. Or play Jackal. Jackal's
awesome.
Oh my
god, I love Jackal. That's one of my favorite NES games.
Who doesn't want to play Jackal?
Let's play right now.
All right, cool.
Podcast over.
Bye. This has been a Caves and Scout podcast. See you later.
Jackal sewed. No, really, let's keep going.
Okay, cool. I picked up.
Oh, yeah, I see a classic.
Yeah,
I see up some, the classic.
I picked up some box games. I did own some of these already.
But yeah, they're nice.
Let's start with Contra Force. Okay. We're talking about Kiroways. I picked up a copy of Contra Force for the NES. Mm-hmm. If you're not familiar with Contra Force, there were three Contra games for the NES. There was Contra, and then Super C, or Super Contra, mm-hmm. and then Contra Force. Contra Force was that
really late?
It was late. And it was terrible. Okay. It did not play at all like the other Contras. You moved absurdly slow. You had four unique characters. And they used different guns and they had different abilities.
Right.
And then you played between the characters. And when one died, you picked another. It was like that. And it was just really, really bad.
The box art is phenomenal.
That's what it is. Like, if the box art, the better the box art is, the worse the game is. That's how I feel most of the time.
Like, there's a guy in a helicopter shooting giant missiles, and there's, like, street thugs that are clearly on the same page. They're going to die. Oh, my God. This is so good.
You know, you play the original Contra, and you always play it with a buddy. And,
right.
You know, the screen starts to blink a little bit if there's too much going on or characters blink.
Slows
but,
a bit.
But you can still play it.
Right.
This game becomes unplayable in two players.
Really?
Yeah, like, when you play single player, you're like, this game's not very good. And then you play with a buddy, and the game slows down so much, it's almost unplayable.
Wow.
Oh, it's terrible.
Wow. Just wow.
The cool thing about this game is that with the box instructions and the game together, it's like a $300 game.
Wow.
Yeah,
you got the whole thing?
Yeah, I got the whole box. Very and cool. Got it complete. That's why it's in a plastic case.
I like how it shows you the select character screen on the back, and their names are Burn, Smith, Iron, and Beans.
Yeah, Beans.
Beans
I'm
is
always,
the best.
I'm always Beans.
You're always Beans?
I'm always Beans. I'm Beans!
No, I'm Beans!
And then, as I'm Beans, I scream, I'm Beans! And I gun people down.
And you're dead.
And I'm dead.
And you're insta-dead.
It's not, terrible. It's not very good.
But at least you're yelling, I'm
but,
Beans.
But, this is a game, like, if you love Contra, and you just, you know, I feel like if you love Contra, you have to play it.
You just have, to play it. It's like nothing else.
Yeah, you have to give it a shot. So, if you can't track the game down, because it is getting rather rare, and just the card only is still like 80, 90 bucks sometimes, so it is getting expensive, just ROM it, you know, at least to try it, and you can be like, oh yeah, I played that terrible other Contra game I never heard of, so definitely check it out.
Is this worse than the one with the dog on Sega Genesis, or the wolf guy, or whatever the hell it was?
Hard Corps.
Yeah, it was Hard Corps. Is it better than Hard Corps?
I always, let me correct myself, it's hardcore because I always say corpse on purpose.
That's fine.
So it's like a reflex, but yeah, hardcore is much better than this.
Okay,
much much better than this.
All
right. Regardless of Wolfman with gun arm,
gun arm wolf,
gun arm Wolfman.
We need to spice this up. Let's have a wolf character. Yeah, but that's not enough. Let's give him a gun arm. All right. Yeah. No, that's good.
And I did pick up a very common game rare condition. Dragon Warrior.
Mm-hmm.
The first Dragon Warrior for the NES.
I love this art.
Oh, yeah, the box is awesome. This is not a hard-to-find game at all. This is super rare. Everybody's played it. If you love RPGs...
This is the one.
This is the one. I mean, people say Final Fantasy for NES, or Final Fantasy 2 and 3, or Chrono Trigger are like the pinnacle of old RPGs. But
no, I think this is, honestly.
This is what got everything started now. The game is extremely slow. So if you're kind of an RPG fan, or you only play newer action RPGs...
This might be hard.
No, this is not going to work for you. I mean, this is a very slow, methodical, very difficult, you know, RPG. And if you're not used to playing older RPGs where they tell you less than what you need to know to finish the game, then you're going to be very, very upset halfway through the game. Because there's a lot of stuff that you need the manual, you need the maps for. Mm-hmm. The one I got is in such good shape that, I mean, it looks like someone bought it and left it on their shelf.
Oh, wow.
the game's wrapped in its original plastic. The manual, all the maps, everything is in mint condition.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, and I've had this game for a long time. And then I've had a box copy for a long time, and I actually sold my box copy when I bought this one because it's in such good shape.
You can't top it.
I couldn't top it. Yeah, there's no way I'll ever top this. It's in crazy good condition. But yeah, if you're gonna like ROM it, you're gonna need a walkthrough, because you're gonna get frustrated, and I mean, you could probably beat it without a walkthrough, but it's like
you have to really want it.
Yeah, you gotta want it. I mean, it's not like games today where it's like, oh, Final Fantasy X-29, and go here and go there and then go here. Oh, there's a secret here. I can't figure it out. Let me look it up. No, this is like, where the fuck do I go? And then you step. You step three steps outside of where you're supposed to be.
And you're a tank.
And it's like, oh, super fucking monster. Mm-hmm. Super skeleton's gonna fucking skull bang you.
Skull bang.
With his skull.
With his skull? He likes that shit.
He's crazy.
He knows you don't. So he's like, this is for you, buddy.
Hey, let me show you something.
I'm gonna show you something you never could do with a real man.
Yeah. I'll tell you, one of my favorite things from Dragon Warrior is the art.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not familiar with the first Dragon Warrior game, it is Dragon Quest from Japan. And they didn't think that the name would go well, so they changed it to Dragon Warrior for us dumb Americans.
Warriors!
And basically, when you see Dragon Quest games, almost all the enemies from Dragon Quest games come from this original Dragon Warrior series from the NES.
Okay.
The blue slime... Or, you know, if you play the Rocket Slime game for DS, which is awesome, that comes from the very first Dragon Warrior game, which is awesome. Which is, I have a Dragon Warrior PS2 slime controller.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's so cool. But, yeah, like I said, if you love old NES games and you don't have, you know, well, this is like a $4 game, but say you don't have an NES or you can't find one that works, it's a pain in the ass, emulate it, and, if you love RPGs, this is the one. This is, like, the first one to come out in the States, really. That wasn't, like, adventure. I guess you can call it adventure.
Right. Yeah.
But this used to be packaged with the NES. They used to give it away.
Wow.
Makes the game not rare at all.
Right.
They made a bajillion copies. And But it came out way before Final Fantasy. And, you know, without games like Dragon Quest, it wouldn't really be a Final Fantasy.
That's right, kids.
So...
know your history.
Yeah, put that in perspective. And if you're, you know what? I'll put it this way. If there's anyone out there that is a old school RPG player, specifically NES, and you think that you're so good, I want you to go play a game called Sweet Home.
Sweet Home.
Yeah. It only came out in Japan. You can ROM it with English translation.
Mm-hmm.
It's the game that inspired the creator of Resident Evil.
Oh, okay.
Yep. It is based, it's an RPG based on a movie called Sweet Home.
Okay.
Except it's unbelievably good, deep, and it's extremely difficult.
Hmm.
You enter this haunted house, and there's four characters. You control them simultaneously.
Oh.
And as you walk through different parts, you need different characters to set off different traps and help you through this house.
So it's like Maniac Mansion?
When one character dies, they're dead for the entire game.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So you could be beat and not even know
it. Oh, my gosh, yeah. And you need characters to do specific things. It's insanely difficult.
That's awesome. Is the movie good? Have you seen the movie?
I haven't seen the movie.
We'll have to do that.
It's an 80s horror film.
Those are usually bad, but like in all the right ways.
just look up the box art. Even tells you everything you need to know about the movie.
Okay.
You're just like, oh, dude, I have the game for Famicom.
Okay.
But I have played the ROM with the translation, because the game is heavy text.
Okay. So yeah, no, you need translation.
Yeah, you need the translation, but it's so crazy hard. But if you're, like, a huge Final Fantasy or Dragon Warrior fan for NES, go play Sweet Home, because you will not be disappointed. That game's awesome. It's just crazy hard. And I got another classic.
This is one classic that everyone knows.
Yep. The Legend of Zelda. First game for the NES. I've had this game, I don't know, since I was like 2 years old. But what makes this copy special is it is in brand new condition. This game looks like someone took the wrap off, put it on a shelf.
forgot about
it. And forgot about it and left it there for 30 years, 25 years. All the maps, all the inserts.
The promos. The
plastic, the promos, the foam at the bottom. Everything about this game is brand new.
Brand new old stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I've never seen this game in this good condition because...
Everyone opened it.
Yeah. Everyone put the box to the side and... You know, I've never seen it preserved like this, which is just awesome. And I mean, it's just, it's got all the plastic, it's got all the maps are mint. I mean, the maps still have like the folds in them. Let's see if I can get this map out.
That's so cool.
The map has the PC dot on it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's like when I fold the map, it folds itself back up. Like, because it doesn't want to be opened.
Don't open me.
Yeah, he's like, don't even bother.
Why would you do this
to me? But yeah, I don't know where, like, this person kept all their stuff I bought. Like, this guy came in one of the stores I buy stuff at, and was just like, hey, I got these amazingly conditioned box NES games. And I'm like, oh, great. I'll buy a lot of those. What's crazy is you think, like, okay, Excitebike.
Right.
$4, $5 game.
Mm-hmm.
Even with the box, it's maybe a $10 game.
Mm-hmm.
This guy had... The box was in such good condition. And there's two types of original NES games. So the original NES games came in the black boxes with the... You know, and they were all black. And then they had just a picture of the game on them.
Mm-hmm.
Just so when you think of, like, the box art to Duck Hunt. Mm-hmm. Or Rad Racer was silver, but it was that older style, the box art to Excitebike. There were... An original run, the boxes had cardboard hang tags built into the back.
Really?
And you pop the hang tag out and put it up.
Oh, that's cool.
And they were the very originals. When you find those games with the hang tag, it ups the price by like almost $150-$200.
Whether it's punched or unpunched?
If it's unpunched.
If it's unpunched. What if it is punched? Is it just like
it's a just bit? Yeah, it's like $50 more.
Okay.
So this guy had Excitebike, Duck Hunt, like all these games that were super old in amazing condition with the hang tags unpunched.
Very cool.
And I didn't have the money at the time to buy those because it was just too much.
Mm-hmm.
But it was pretty awesome to see that stuff. And I really didn't know much about the hang tag copies.
Mm-hmm.
I'd never seen any or noticed the difference. Right. Until I saw those ones, and they look online, and they're crazy hard to get. And they go for a lot on eBay. It's crazy.
I believe it. That's a holy grail for
people. It is, especially when you get those older ones. And, like, stuff like Super Mario Brothers by itself. No Duck Hunt, no World Track Me. With the box, with the hang tag. It's like a $4 game.
That's insane.
Because it came with the system. And when it came with the system, it didn't come with the box. It just came with the system.
Right, right.
You know, and like, and you had to buy it separately. It was crazy money.
Hmm. I wonder how much they made of them separately. Probably not as
much. Not as many as you think.
Makes sense.
So, but that's all the NES stuff we got.
Cool, man. Very cool.
Yeah, good episode back.
Yes. Yes, good episode. Rebooted number one, Wily Castle.
Go play some games.
Get in from outside and play some games.
Yeah, just if you're outside, come on inside. Go inside. Stop being social.
Turn off your lights. You know, in the dark.
Sit in front of your laptop
and
emulate some NES games. If you don't want to do that and you have an NES, then go buy some of these. Well, don't go buy Contra Force. That shit's expensive.
Yeah, it's not worth it at all. Although, look up the box art. It's hilarious.
Yeah, the box art's awesome.
And then look up Waldo.
Yeah, go look up Waldo banging dudes. I want everyone to go check that out. We're going to post a picture of that.
We're going to. We're on the
Facebooks.
Facebooks?
Yeah.
Dot Mad Dog dot
yeah,
Wily Castle.
Yeah. So, like our Facebook page, it is facebook.com/madtimmyjim/facebook.maddog.com. So like our stuff.
I think you got that right. Yeah, no.
Yeah, that's it. So please like our stuff, and we'll continue to make fun of you.
That's what we do. We're here for you.
We're terrible people. Alright, everybody. We'll see you in the next Wireless Castle episode. Later.